You maids that live in London town, mark well my lamentation. I was a maid, a comely brown, as most within the nation. But now a seaman by his art hath brought me to such sorrow that I could wish with all my heart to die before the morrow. He saw me walking in the street, no object vain did move me. He viewed me all twixt head and feet, and instantly did love me. He followed me along to see where was my habitation, and humbly begged to speak with me to my great admiration. Quoth he, a spark of your bright eye hath set me all a-burning, and if in love you'll not supply, I'll end my days in mourning. No antidote can save my life, or me preserve from dying, for if you will not be my wife, I'll kill myself with crying. I said the flame of youthful love, which passion's flash o'ercasteth, doth seldom ever constant prove, but in a moment blasteth. A marriage is a thing of weight and great consideration. If once amiss none can it right, then take deliberation. He did reply, my love is such as will take no denial, and if it were put to the touch, it would endure the trial. Not all the water of the sea, nor waves that sways the ocean, shall quench or drown my love to thee, 'tis far beyond their motion. Thus with his vows and flattering tongue he gained my fond affection, and stole my heart with him along to keep in his protection. But in his converse, as he came to gaze upon my beauty, he kindled was into a flame, and on his knees paid duty. And now my belly swells up high, my sweetheart he hath left me, here comfortless to weep and cry, of my good name bereft me. All my relations call me whore, and my acquaintance jeer me, but if I were as once before, the rogue should ne'er come near me. I sink in seas of endless shame, my grief's beyond expression, and every one myself doth blame for trusting his profession. As soon as a seaman comes on shore, he still must be our doing. He drinks and swears, calls for a whore, or needs must be our wooing. Then, maids and widows, all that be, beware by my disaster. Let every one remember me, and prove a wise forecaster. Ne'er trust a seaman for his oaths, his compliments or maulin. There's no belief within his clothes, nor truth in a tarpaulin.